This is Patrick Donahue. Welcome to Bible Crossfire. Deuteronomy 10:12-13 reads, "And now, Israel, what doth the Lord thy God require of thee? But to fear the Lord thy God, to walk in all his ways, and to love him, and to serve the Lord thy God with all thy heart and with all thy soul, to keep the commandments of the Lord and his statutes, which I command thee this day for thy good." Now, even though we are not under the Old Testament law, there are still some important truths we can learn from this passage. First, notice this text is telling the Israelites what was required of them. Fearing God, walking in his way, loving him, serving him, and keeping his commandments were not optional. They were all absolutely required. Underline that word. But what does it mean to fear God? We're usually told it means a healthy respect for God, but sometimes it can also mean we are downright scared of God. Philippians 2:12 says, "Wherefore, my beloved, as ye have always obeyed, not as in my presence only, but now much more in my absence, work out your own salvation with fear and trembling." I like to illustrate this way. When I was a boy, I was not scared of my dad as long as I was doing what he said. But if I had disobeyed him, boy, was I scared of him. It works the same way with God. We don't need to be scared of God as long as we're living in obedience to his word. But if we are not being obedient, watch out. The next thing this text required of the Israelites was that they were to walk in all his ways. Now, walking in God's way simply means obeying God's law, his word, the Bible. And notice the little word "all" here. It was expected that they walk in all God's ways, not just some of them. Many think that is impossible, but this is what was required of them. So it was possible. And anything short of that required repentance. Then the Israelites were commanded to love God. I can show love for my wife by kissing her, but I can't do that with God. He's not here. The way we show love for God is by keeping his commandments. Jesus taught that exact thing in John 14:15, quote, "If you love me, keep my commandments." And when we serve the Lord, it has to be with all our heart and soul. We have to put God first, even before family, job, and perhaps before the church we grew up in. Matthew 6:33 reads, "But seek ye first the kingdom of God and his righteousness, and all these things shall be added unto you." Lastly, the passage requires that we keep God's commandments. Now, most preachers will tell you obedience is not all that important, and all you have to do is believe in Jesus. All you have to do is accept Christ as your personal Savior to be saved. But our text didn't make keeping God's commandments something optional. It is talking about things that were, remember, required. Now, here are some other texts that prove obedience to God's New Testament laws required for salvation today. Hebrews chapter 5, verse 9. "Being made perfect, he became the author of eternal salvation unto all them that obey him." Mark 16:16. "He that believeth and is baptized shall be saved." You see, it takes belief and obedience. Many say obedience to God is not required. But as we've seen, Deuteronomy 10:12-13 teaches we are required, quote, "to fear God, to walk in all his ways, and to serve the Lord thy God with all thy heart, with all thy mind, with all thy soul." That is, to keep the commandments of the Lord and his statutes. If you learn one thing from this program, I hope it is that.